Philadelphians who venture to the polls to vote today in the primary election in Pennsylvania face a number of challenges, to be sure. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports the global pandemic, severely limited polling places, and ongoing civil unrest are just a few of these challenges.
By the time Governor Tom Wolf stood before a microphone on a North Philadelphia sidewalk, the city's third day of protests was heating up. And that's why, Wolf says, he decided to take an extreme step. He extended deadlines to return mail-in ballots for an additional 7 days in Philly and five other counties.
I can't do anything about the election day, but I am extending the time to actually get votes in.
Wolf already issued a riot-related emergency declaration for those counties and notes they now have curfews, travel restrictions, and other circumstances that make voting harder. The governor's order comes as voting advocates grow more concerned. David Thornburg, who heads the Good Government Group Committee of 70, says he was already expecting low turnout before the civil unrest began.
With each succeeding wave of anxiety, concern, pandemic, civil unrest, you chip away a few percentage points, and so it's probably even going to be a lower turnout election, which is not good for democracy.
And meanwhile, law enforcement officials, like Philly District Attorney Larry Krasner, are trying to tell voters that the city's peacekeeping attempts, like curfews, don't apply to elections.
So please do not let these circumstances dissuade you from exercising your sacred right to vote.
Polls are open across the state from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Any voters still in line at 8 are encouraged to stay and vote. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.